final victory over Cove Rangers today, but presumably you're more important the performance and the players getting minutes.
Yeah, that's what pre-season's all about. We're very early. Second game, but the first game was a bounce game, but no, it was great run out. Good for people at Rhys Breen to get 90 minutes, Dennis Mehmet another 90 minutes, and well, there were a lot of good stuff on show as well, and it was a decent enough game in troubling conditions in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like with the wind and the pitch being dry, it was tricky, but that's the same for both teams, so no excuse here. We're going to face tricky conditions in this league coming up, and we need to learn to deal with that, so no, but really pleased with the boys and the effort they put in.
Showed good levels of fitness, looked quite fast at times.
Yeah, we've got that in the team. We know that's there, and you can do that, and you can mix it up. There is an option to go to be physical up the top end of the pitch, but we've got some really good footballers as well, and I think you've seen that with some building up, and we had been working on the press a wee bit, and we scored our second goal because of the press. Big Toddy netting it and Kev running, so no, it's all in all, it was a good afternoon. No injuries so far, touch wood, there's nothing develops overnight, but no injuries, so pleased with that.
Pleased to see Lewis McCann get the goal as well.
Yeah, he's worked really hard and he's been fantastic, so no, great for him to get the first goal in the game, and I like him. He's a player I've seen coming up through the youth ranks when I was in the academy, so he's a player I like. Chris Hamilton was excellent in the game along with Kyle Benedictus as well, so coming into a new team, so no, fantastic.
Early days, but did the fans there see a bit of the indication of this kind of style of play that you might want to play?
We'll be high energy. That's we'll try and press teams, and teams will all play through us, because that will happen, and that happened with COVID times, and that's what we need to work on and fill areas of the pitch. But yeah, you've seen a bit of. Well, they've worked hard all week, and they were working hard yesterday as well, so they didn't come into this game fresh, and as we get, they'll be fresh by the time they play on the 9th of July. That's the key.
So next up, Tuesday night against Forfar.
Yeah, it's another game they'll get into tired, and it's another game we'll build on tomorrow and Monday to get things right, whether it's maybe different tactical things that we're implementing. We can't come in at once and just throw everything at them. You've got to come in and put wee bits and pieces into it, and I was pleased with that, particularly in the first half. I think we've seen a lot of the work we had done and it was there, so no, all in all it's been a good early afternoon kickoff and a great occasion as well for the goalkeeper, so delighted for that we could come up and do that.
So you're not giving them Sunday or Monday off?
Oh no, look, we're here to work, it's pre-season, we're working hard, the boys know that, and they want to do that, they're quite happy to do it, there's no issue with that, so no, they want to work hard, they're willing to work hard, and that's what you need, though.
You're not looking forward to Tuesday then.
Cheers, thank you.